Nathan did not bother trying to find the source of the 5 muffled clicks. Even in his sluggish mental state, he recognized the familiar sound of an automatic NL3 rifle. With the prospect of safety nearby, he hit the gas on his four-wheeler and crossed the highway in front of an SUV. He drove a few feet into the thick brush, then dove free of his machine. Pop, 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 pop. The pursuer returned fire. Then the shots ceased altogether. Nathan lay on his back in a snow-covered shrub, every bone in his body hurting. But if he died now, it would be okay. He was free.
Thank you, Lord, he praised.
Hey, you okay?
Someone called in German as he cautiously crept closer. The voice was not familiar, but if this person had coil weaponry, he had to be a friend. Struggling, Nathan forced himself to sit upright.
Stay away. I'm infected. Keep back.
Footsteps paused. A man peered around a pine tree, his coil rifle leveled at Nathan. The man looked like he was barely 20. But the fact that he was not an enemy, Nathan did not care how old he was. He had saved his life.
Don't come near me, Nathan instructed. A cell phone. Do you have a cell phone?
Of course, the young man replied. Who are you?
His strength exhausted, Nathan lay on his back again, but all he could think about that instant was milk. They had to go back and get milk.
Throw me your phone. I need to call someone. And watch that road. There's a small army down there. I am a coil operative.